Culture 6, page 123. Listening. Listen to a podcast from a series called America's Famous. Then complete the sentences.
Why in the United States is a $100 bill called a Benjamin? Because Benjamin Franklin's picture is on it. But Benjamin Franklin wasn't even a president. So what is he doing on the most valuable bill in the United States? As a kid growing up in the United States, I have to say that the first thing I thought of whenever Franklin's name was mentioned was his famous kite experiment. Back in the year 1750, people thought that lightning was some sort of mysterious force, but he was sure that it was a form of electricity. To prove it, he went outside and flew a kite in a lightning storm. He attached a metal key to the kite string and got a shock from the key, which showed that electricity moved down the string to the key. This was a highly dangerous experiment, and he was lucky to have survived, but he proved his point. But there's a lot more to Ben Franklin than that. He was one of the most important politicians and diplomats in colonial America, and he played a vital role in creating the new country. He helped write the Declaration of Independence in 1776 and got France on America's side during the War of Independence. We never would have won against the British otherwise. After the war was over, he helped write the United States Constitution. As you can see from the lightning experiment, Ben Franklin was also a scientist and inventor. One of his most important inventions was the lightning rod, which protects buildings when they're hit by lightning. This device has saved a lot of lives. On top of it all, Ben Franklin was a nice guy, known for his kindness, modesty, and great sense of humor. So even if he was never president, I think you'll agree that this amazing leader and innovator deserves to be on the $100 bill.